Hey mate, how are you?
I'm very well indeed. Are you well? Is life good?
Life's great, mate. Life's great, as usual.
It is 93.3 WMMR in Philadelphia, and before we get to this block of the Struts, I would like to introduce their lead singer, who is on the line with us from L.A. His name is Luke Spiller. Hey, Luke.
Hello, hello, planet Earth. Are you there? Luke to Earth.
Well, many people have asked if I'm there on planet Earth several times, but I am within range of Earth enough to receive this telephone call and translate it. And it's just great to hear from you. The last I saw the Struts was that amazing week between Christmas and New Year's, and you guys did two sold-out wicked shows at the Fillmore. When I left you, as I recall, you were heading to Nashville to record. So before we get to the news that we have to announce, tell me what you and the band have been up to in the almost 5 months, 6 months since we've seen you.
Well, you're right. Yeah, we were going to Nashville, and it was actually just before doing those two shows, I decided that I wanted to kind of like give LA a try. I'm not sure if you remember that. So after we spent a little bit of time in Nashville, the band kind of officially relocated to Los Angeles, and then the apocalypse happened. So
what is the apocalypse? Oh, you mean the corona?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if there was an internal apocalypse within the band.
No. But yeah, it was a very strange time to sort of like really lay down some roots in America for sure. But I can confirm that we were extremely, extremely productive within that time. And I can also confirm that new music was definitely recorded.
Wow.
And is on its way. This is brand new stuff that didn't even sort of like exist before going into the studio. So we're really excited.
So this was recorded. The Nashville sessions didn't work out the way you wanted, so you went to LA and took up residence there, and this stuff was recorded there?
No, not that at all. In fact, we've been recording in LA in November through to December, and then we obviously did those amazing shows that you previously mentioned in Philly, and Nashville actually was a great success. We caught up with some old friends, including like Marty Fredrickson, for example, who is so talented, so great, and we've done a couple of tracks with, including like Merry Go Round, etc. So it was a real success, but all will be revealed very, very soon. I can't talk too much about it, otherwise I will get in serious trouble, and yeah, you get me in trouble a lot, so you know, that's all I can say.
All right, okay. I don't want to get you in trouble. I do want to hear new Struts music whenever that's a possibility, but all when it's time. Now, let's get on to the reason that you're calling, because we were very excited. You know, the way I look at it, Luke, is you can't keep music down. You can't suppress it. It's too powerful and positive of a force. So different artists have come up with different ways. You guys did some, in fact, I played a couple of the virtual little things that you guys did, which were cool. Artists have gone to clubs with no one there. Different people have tried different things. The Dropkick Murphys did a show at Fenway Park with no one in the stadium. So different people have tried different things, but this live-in, drive-in thing is really a cool idea where people drive to either a drive-in theater or a big parking lot and a stage is put up and the band plays and people watch it from their cars. And I thought it was fairly brilliant that whoever came up with that concept did. And we've got a series of shows coming. Now, you guys were to have played our live-in drive-in on Saturday, August 22nd. Now, something has changed with that. Is that correct?
This is correct. You know, due to, I mean, look, You know us. We, well, firstly, no one should be surprised that, you know, the Struts are one of the, you know, first sort of groups to grab hold of any kind of live opportunity or any ways and means in which to do it. So when the drive-in shows were initially, like, forwarded to us, we were, of course, were like, yes. But unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances and clash of scheduling, we've unfortunately had to move those dates. Only not too drastically, only by a few days. So, but yeah, we're changing. We had to change our Philly show to Tuesday the 18th, unfortunately. And obviously, I know that can, gosh, I mean, we're in a bit of a pickle. I just hope that, you know, the fans and anyone else coming out to sort of, like, see us and support us can also, like, you know, understand. Like I said, we would never, ever cancelling. Cancelling was never an option. It's a strut. We haven't canceled a show in, like, 6 years, you know?
Oh, I totally know. In fact, there was one show where you were sick as a dog, and you performed, and then I think you actually did have to step out the next night because you, this is way before Corona and all that stuff, you just had a really bad cold or whatever it was. And I remember talking to you, and you were so upset about it. You are the epitome of an artist that lives by the motto, the show must go on. So nothing will keep you or that band down. So mm-hmm. I know how vital it is for you to perform and to follow through on a commitment.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, I remember being on a tour, I think it was last year, through Europe. You know, and touring Europe and the UK sometimes in the later season can be a little bit more difficult just because the weather's a little bit more harsh. In fact, we were in Scotland, I believe, and my voice, I know it. It just wasn't on par. It wasn't up to standard. And I had this mad, mad Scottish audience, and I quickly explained after the first two or three songs. I said, "Look, guys, like, I'm not going to be able to do my usual performance. I'm going to need everyone to be backing me up, so feel free to sing absolutely every single word." And I would just drop to the lower octave, and they sang their Scottish hearts out.
That's great.
You're right, the show must go on.
We're speaking with Luke Spiller of the Struts, who will be at our live-in drive-in, and some breaking news that we've had to change the dates. The Struts had some scheduling conflicts, but the show will go on. The new date, however, is Tuesday, August 18th. It was to have been Saturday, the 22nd, so it's only moved up a few days, but it's going to be Tuesday, where you drive in a automobile to the Citizens Bank Park parking lot. There'll be a giant stage erected. People will watch the concert from their cars, and you'll be able to tune in via a low frequency radio signal that you'll get when you enter the park. And each car is a ticket. So you buy one ticket, and four people are in each car. You're not going to be able to necessarily see the people. There's a part in the show where everybody, you know, gets down on their knees, and you know, you're bringing people to this quiet thing, and then this eruption where everybody jumps up again. You know, you're going to have to adjust your connection with the audience and try to reach them, which I think might be a challenge for someone that's as close to the audience as you are. What do you think?
Well, of course, you know, you hit the nail right on the head. I mean, it was like, well, yes, let's do these dates. On second hand, I then put down the phone and was like, oh my God, actually, you know more than anyone, and I'm sure, like, the fans in Philly especially know how much audience participation goes throughout a Strut show. You know, they really are part of the show. So the cool news is, with these performances, we've kind of adapted the set a little bit more. You know, I can confirm that we're going to have, like, a few additional musicians, some horns and things like that to kind of just make it more as interesting as it possibly could be.
Cool.
Because, you know, I mean, if you just type in the Struts live, you know, you'll see on YouTube countless videos of me running out, getting the crowd jumping up and down, clapping their hands. So there's going to be a lot of windshield wipers wiping back and forth. There's going to be a lot of, like, horns going off, you know. I mean, I've got it all set out in my mind, you know. So there'll be mechanical participation as far as I'm aware.
So, I'm sorry, I can't get over the windshield wipers. I think it's going to be great. If you're just joining us, Luke is on the line with us, so we won't keep you too much longer. Luke Spiller of the Struts, the live-in, drive-in concert series, and they are our first band. It's going to be Tuesday, August 18th. It was to have been Saturday, the 22nd. We have to move it up a few dates. If you have tickets for the August the 22nd, the Saturday show, they will be honored at the Tuesday show. So fear not about that, and a kind of expanded Struts lineup, which will be cool, too.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, once again, for anyone who was planning to go to our original date, you know, on behalf of myself and the group, you know, I do apologize. I hope that everyone can be flexible and understanding, and just know that, you know, if you decide to be coming to the revised date, you will not be let down. This is going to be a great show. We're going to be playing some brand new music.
Oh, cool.
Brand new music.
Well, the album, or what you've teased at the beginning of our conversation of new Struts music, even though we won't get that officially to play for however long that is, will we hear some of that in concert at this show?
You absolutely will.
Oh, sweet.
And you know me, Pierre. I'll send it to you. You know, like, you know, I'll send it to you and just keep an eye on the letterbox. You know,
okay.
Something's going to be falling through it very soon.
The letterbox. I like that. I just can't wait to see you. By the way, my friend Ike, who does publicity for a lot of Philly things, just sent me a text and said the Struts show will be their 16th show in the Philly region since the Made in America, which was the first show in 2015, which is pretty cool. So this will be show number 16. You've played everywhere around the region, but this will be in Philly, 16 shows over the years in various forms here.
Wow.
And that's pretty cool. This is a town that clearly loves you and a region that clearly loves this band.
Well, you know, having to sort of like confirm, you know, the drive-in show was definitely like one thing. But, you know, the fact that it's Philly definitely, you know, it was like, guys, this is Philadelphia. It's going to be incredible. The fans are always incredible. You know, it's definitely made the decision a lot easier, despite sort of like the obvious hurdles that the group is going to have to sort of like jump through in terms of, like I said, audience participation, performing in front of vehicles and stuff like that. But, you know, in perfect Struts fashion, you know, with the very moment that we were told that something was possible to do live, like, we're on it like a bee on a bonnet. So yeah,
like a bee on a bonnet. You know, nothing will deny not only the music but Luke Spiller and this amazing band that we love so much. Nothing can keep the Struts back. I know you'd probably have played 100 dates by now if this was a normal season, but with COVID and all the strangeness of it, this is at least one way some live music can seep through the cracks, if you will, and I cannot wait. You can get tickets. There are still some available. Any ticket that you have for the previous show is still honored, and you can go to phillies.com/drive-in, phillies.com/drive-in to get tickets for the new date for the Struts, which is just a few days earlier, Tuesday, August 18th, and all tickets will be honored from the original date. Luke, thanks for spending some time with us. I can't wait for the new music. I can't wait to see you guys. It's just a week from today, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's just a week from today. So we'll see you in 1 week in Philly on stage, and we'll have some fun.
It's going to be an absolute ball. Thank you once again for having me. Obviously, guys, everyone at the station, thank you for your continued support, you know, and I can confirm you're going to be getting some brand new tunes to you know, really dig your teeth into, which I know. Actually, I can guarantee you're absolutely going to love. So watch this space.
Okay. I thank you so much for spending some time with us, Luke, and we'll see you in a week.
Thank you so much for having me, man. Like, I hope you're all safe and I hope you're all sound, and it's glad to hear you on the waves, mate, all right?
Thank you so much. It's 93.3 WMMR. This is Music from the Struts.
Hello, it's Luke Spiller here from the Struts, and I'm here to mention and tell you that our show, unfortunately, has had to be moved to Tuesday, August the 18th. But have no fear, any ticket that you did buy for our original date will still be honored. Show up, it's going to be incredible. And as always, it's going to be an absolute blast.
I wish you a glorious day. Please say hi to the rest of the guys, if you would, for me. And I can't wait to see you.
All right. See you in a bit, man.
All right. Take care, Luke. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye-bye.